Penders.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard them called that.
Did you ever hear them called ground peas?
Yeah, that's the one, ground peas.
One of those names used mostly by colored people, or did they usually use
it? Well, ground peas, I guess they did use it more than anybody else. And I heard Judge Evans up at the Capitol say one time that he thought the Negro's language, he didn't see why they wanted to teach them anything else. He said they could describe things so well, you knew what they're talking about because they were right down to earth and said it. You know, white people could say mm-hmm. about something and you'd have to think about what it was, but said they expressed it so well. it might not have been good English or anything, and he said to him, that was what was the meaning of language, that you'd know what they meant when they said it. And he was pretty shrewd on that, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's old Judge Evans.
Another kind of nut that may be grown down south is long and flat shaped and kind of porous. Another kind of nut that's grown down south. Maybe it's long and kind of oval shaped and has kind of a white porous kind of shell. And you might have it in pralines, or you might use the nuts at Christmas time.
Pecans?
Mm-hmm. Or something like pecans, except they're kind of flat.
Almonds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned walnuts just a minute ago. Did you have any name for the hard covering of a walnut?
No, but you'd have to take a hammer to open those things. They were the hardest things.
I remember.
The meat was perfectly delicious when you got into it. And Mama used to make a walnut candy that was out of this world. It was rich, but it sure was good. But, Lord, it takes so long to make it, you'd have to have a lot of patience to pick it out. Everybody had nut picks those days.
Say you had maybe a bowl of apples and oranges and let's see.
Fruit bowl?
Yes, ma'am. And I'll ask that in a few minutes. That didn't go too good. I'll ask that in a minute. Let's see. Okay, we talked about kind of fruits and nuts and so forth and vegetables you eat. I'll ask you a question about kinds of wildlife. What are some of the kinds of birds that you see most around this area?
Well, we didn't have any starlings. They came late on life. They came from England, you know. But we had robins and quail and sparrows and pigeons and
downtown.
My brothers had pigeons. They had old wild things running those pigeons and mockingbirds and yellowhammers and these little birds that always come from Mexico. What are they called? Those tiny birds.
Those hummingbirds, was it?
No, not hummingbirds. I can't think of the name of the things. Yellowhammer is Alabama. Birds, you know.
That bird is almost extinct, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, I think so. You don't see many of them now. And we have, of course, the mockingbirds and bluebirds of those, what do you call the blue ones?
Blue jays.
And I despise them. They make holes in a house up here up the street, you know. No, those were woodpeckers, I'll take it back. Woodpeckers, I had those.
Let's see. What about, do you have the kind of birds that were supposed to be able to see in the dark and maybe were known?
Owls, yeah.
Do you have different kinds of owls? Or
hmm.
Do you have any different kinds of owls?